This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
John, you got to admit, if I wasn't doing this sports radio thing, I could rock the FM music DJ gig.
You think?
I mean,
do we have to admit that?
No, I'd be so bad. I'd be so bad at it.
Be like, yeah, that song's okay. Yeah, here's another song.
Real bad.
Ugh. Yeah, I would be.
Ugh. So we met Kevin Petullo yesterday.
Yep. Not like met.
Not literally.
Yes, heard him talk in a football way, in the press conference type way. Some of these stats, and this ties into Jalen. I mean, you thinking Jalen is something different than what Jalen truly is. I guess that makes sense because it's been difficult. It's been a challenge. Jalen has had such a rocky road of a path because 12 different play callers since he started college in 2016.
2016. That's astounding.
Kevin Petullo is Jalen's sixth different play caller since entering the NFL in 2020. His sixth different play caller since entering the NFL. That's
probably unprecedented.
That's some turnover.
I agree.
That's not.
I know.
That's not what you're going for. And this really is kind of the blemish on the development of Jalen Hurts. It's happened every step of the way, and at times because of Jalen's path, because of his own choosing. When you transfer to Oklahoma, you're going to get a new offensive coordinator that next year.
Right.
But it's just uncanny. It's just unbelievable that he has had that level of turnover, yet still this degree of success.
Part of what explains it is Alabama and the Eagles have been successful, and so people want their coaches.
It is
a unique thing, though. All right, let's also get to the Twitter poll question of the day. I want to pose a Phillies-related question to you. Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let your journey begin in the completely redesigned 2025 Equinox. Now from Armin Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Poll question. Do you think Ranger Suarez will be on the Phillies next season? Yes or no? Now, the answer is probably not, right? There's no room.
Let's hope we get something good.
So I put something out on Twitter about Ranger 2 days ago that, how unusual this is to have a pitcher this good that most people in the city think won't be here next year. And the main thread of responses I got back with, get rid of Nola. Get rid of Nola. Keep Ranger. Get rid of Nola. It's just so unlikely because he's owed like over $100 million for the next 5 years.
Impossible. I don't understand even the thought process to say that.
So let me ask you this question, James. To keep Ranger, and I'm going to pose this to everyone listening right now, 215-592-9494. To keep Ranger, which would obviously be re-signing him, what realistically is the most viable path for him to be kept? Who would have to get bumped out?
So you figure Wheeler, Nola, Sanchez, Lizardo, Painter, right?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
How long is Lizardo signed for?
One more year after this. So theoretically, I mean, I guess the only way you keep Ranger is if you sign Ranger and trade Lizardo.
Yeah, something like that.
Wow. Or if you wanted to trade Painter, which they have made it very clear they're
or
not going to do.
Or trade Sanchez for a great player.
Or trade Sanchez, which would be crazy
player.
Considering the contract he signed. I honestly think he might be the most untradeable considering the contract he signed. So
you mean from a Philly standpoint?
From a pure roster construction
Not the
standpoint.
Aaron Nola untradeable. He's so valuable to the Phillies.
It's such a great contract and he is good. So, yeah.
Well, I'll pose it to everyone. I mean, I know we all love Ranger, and I know most of us would love to see him stick with the Phils. The question is, how do you do that, and do you think it gets done? I don't think it gets done. It saddens me, but I also accept it as the price of doing business if my GM and my owner require so many great pitchers.
Like, I guess there is one more thing that we don't even want to bring up, but if someone has to have Tommy John
or
something like that, that is sadly the most realistic thing where they could re-sign Ranger is if someone's going to be out for 2 years or something.
Yeah,
like that.
And it would, to me, almost have to be multiple years because, you know, a multiple year situation. Anyway, it's an odd situation. All right, where do you stand on the Ranger thing? 215-592-9494. Reminder, the Phils play two today. First game, 105. That's the Wednesday night ticket. The second game, 6:45. That's the ticket that was already scheduled for today. Sanchez actually pitches the first game, which is an interesting flip because Wheeler was going to pitch the next game and have the responsibility or not of plunking a Brave. That now goes to Sanchez as first guy up. So we'll see how all that shakes out today. By the way, when you call in and join us today on the program at 215-592-9494, whether it's to talk about Ranger, Jalen Hurts, or more. You can also win a pair of tickets to a Phils game. We got a pair of tickets to the Phils game coming up versus the Cubs. By the way, Cubs are a really good team again. Cubs-Phils, June 11th, in about 2 weeks, 105 first game, afternoon 105 first pitch, afternoon game at Citizens Bank Park. For tickets to this or any Phillies game, get yourself to Phillies.com. So John had just referenced the Kevin Pitullo thing from yesterday. We know Pitullo and Sirianni are apparently very good friends. And obviously co-workers. And so we will ask you today, not from the real-life version of Sirianni and Pitullo, but to the fictional variety, give us a great pair of co-workers. They've got to work together, co-workers through the years in the world of fiction, movies, shows, whatever it might be. John Ritchie, when you think of fictional co-workers, I think of Office Space. I mean, my God. Especially the three main dudes, because they're, you know, the three that were getting along, unified in their quest to, you know, essentially defeat the big bad giant that was that company. What a great movie. But John, when you think of fictional co-workers, what comes to mind?
That's interesting you think of Office Space, but not The Office.
No, I don't like The Office.
I hate The Office.
I do hate The Office.
I think The Office is pretty amazing. Okay. And I think Pam and Jim.
Big answer.
The fact that, man, there was that behind the scenes, undercover, simmering tension for so long, and then they fell in love. Joe, you should love this.
Well, you just gave
this
it away.
It's a great love story.
A perfect love story for you to follow.
Yeah, I didn't like those interviews.
Up your alley.
Yeah, the interviews annoy me. Seltzer, give me
it's so weird.
Twitter
the
poll question.
Things.
Twitter poll question. What's better, Office Space or The Office?
Should we put it up? That's actually a fun one.
Office Space.
Yeah, put that up.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, we'll put that up. All right, James, give me an answer. And
hold on. That's confusing, though, because you got The Office. You got a couple offices.
Well, not the British one. Yeah. Isn't there? No.
People will know.
Yeah, people. I mean,
people will know. I'll say which is better, Office Space, The Office. People will get it.
You got it. James, what do you got here?
I'm going to go with Clarice Starling and Jack Crawford.
Yeah.
They caught Buffalo Bill together.
Yeah, they did. All right, Rhea, an answer for, because we're co-workers, but we're not the fictional variety.
No, we are not.
Give me the fictional variety of co-workers. What stands out
there? We'd be so much better if we were fictional. Riggs and Murtaugh.
Well, that's a big one for sure. All right. Think about it, guys. A lot of answers out there. Fictional coworkers in honor of Sirianni and Petula, not fictional. We also have the Twitter poll. We've now added, which is better, the office space or the office. Get voting on that. And Ranger, is there a path to bring him back? How realistic is that? I just think it's a tremendous long shot. I've never really seen anything like it in Philly sports where a player this good is just going to kind of get nudged out by numbers of how many people at that position excel. It's bizarre, but it's probably what it is. Let's go to the phones. Also, Jalen Hurts, top tier elite or not, in your opinion, John in Allentown. John, good morning.
What's up, boys and girls?
What's up, John?
Hey, I'm driving through a mountain, so if I cut out, I apologize.
No worries.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. TNC supply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, no. All right, John, we're going to put you on hold. We're just going to get you in a better spot, and then we'll get you on the air and give you some good time. Sean in Chester. Sean, what's going on, bud?
How you doing, everyone?
Fantastic.
I just wanted to, you know, I listen to you guys all the time. I love you.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say, Joe, like, I don't know how you can't say Jalen Hurts is not elite when none of the so-called elite quarterbacks can get past Patrick Mahomes. They lose every year.
Well, I think he's better. I think he's better than them is kind of the crux of it. You know, I think he is better than Lamar and Burrow and Allen. But I think those guys are great too. But go ahead.
Jalen Hurts, I mean, and people knock him like for the team that he has around him. And you're supposed to have a good team around you. Troy Aikman had a great team around him. Elway. You know, every Super Bowl winning team.
Well, Elway eventually did. So I wouldn't say Elway in the 80s was a truly great team. I think that was a lot of him being the hero, kind of putting them on his back, frankly. But I agree with you.
That's why they didn't win.
Yeah, that is why they didn't win. But the Elway group at the end with Terrell Davis and all those guys they had.
Rod Smith and Ed McCaffrey and Shannon Sharp and all that. They were great.
I think they had become
the inside zone.
Yeah.
and Terrell Davis had 2,000 yards.
Yeah, no, it was incredible.
En route to their Super Bowls. Like, the run game was a massive part of that equation, part of the formula for success.
I mean, Sean, it does. So the complication for this is different players have different teammates, and then you have to assess, okay, what does that mean for how good the player actually is? It is a tricky conversation. And look, I know a lot of people get frustrated when I say I don't think Jalen's elite, and I respect those that think he is, because there's arguments that he is. I just think when I watch them play, I see others that lift him up in a big way. And, you know, Sirianni basically proved it last year when he said Jalen Hurts can't be great without the greatness of others. Oh, no, he didn't say that, did he? But that's what he was thinking when he said that a million times. You can't be great.
You know, it's been Jalen.
I'm sorry, Sean. Go ahead, buddy. I'm just joking around.
Shane Steichen, 2 years in a row, is the only repeat offensive coordinator that this young quarterback has ever enjoyed.
Yeah.
And I think that's when he was playing his best football, too.
When it was.
The second year of Shane Steichen.
I agree.
That's the highest functioning Jalen we've seen.
I totally agree with that.
In many cases. And let's just wait and see what that looks like. Please, you know, fingers crossed. That's the biggest deficiency that we have attached to this head coach, that we're going to have this turnover at offensive coordinator.
I agree with that, too.
At play caller. That is a major concern. And if we could settle in at one, it would make a difference. But just imagine if Andy Reid could be Jalen Hurts' coach for 2 years in a row.
Right.
Imagine how that would benefit Jalen Hurts.
No, I agree with that. Sean, take a crack at this. We keep talking over you, bud. What do you make of it all?
Well, I just think that to be elite, your accomplishment has to be included in that. And Jalen Hurts is a Super Bowl MVP. And none of those other guys are, except Patrick Mahomes.
Well, let me ask you this, Sean. Would you say Foles was elite? I would not. He was a Super Bowl MVP. Do you think Foles was elite?
No, over his body of work. Like, if you put all these guys' body of work together and look at their tape and film, you can't say that Jalen Hurts is not elite.
His body of work is much stronger than Foles.
There's no question.
Yeah.
No, yeah, but my point is, not every Super Bowl MVP is elite.
Okay. Put his body in with Burrow, Lamar, and Josh Allen, and he beats every one of those guys.
Well, the team does. I don't think he does, but the team does. All right, Sean, give me an answer for fictional coworkers.
Starsky and Hutch.
You got
good
it,
answer.
You got it for sure. All right, speaking of answers, let's listen to something Cooper DeJean said yesterday, because, you know, one of the big all-season talking points with the Eagles has been, does Cooper DeJean move outside when the other team only has two wide receivers out there? What you call base defense. You only need two outside, you know, two corners. And, you know, because last year he didn't serve that role. Last year he played, I'd have to look it up, maybe 80% of the snaps, because the other team had two wide receivers. He actually came off the field, but he's really, really good. So you want him on the field a lot. Will he slide outside in those scenarios? Here's Cooper DeJean yesterday talking about the plan.
What was Nick's message to you about the plan?
Just saying that they were going to try me a little bit at outside when we were in base. Nothing really too crazy. That's really all he said. I would get some reps outside during OTA, see how it looked.
Here's what's going to be interesting. Based on the series of answers, and we'll play more of them today, but based on the series of answers he gave yesterday, I get this impression, John. They want him to win the job. They're going to try it, but they're not convinced he's going to win it. That was sort of the way I heard the answers. It wasn't like,
well, good.
Cooper, you're the guy.
Good. He
make and prove
be
it guy?
Gifted.
You anything. Think he will get this, though, right?
I would assume. Yeah, probably. He is so talented. Holy cow. I was looking. What was I even watching? Last night, there was a lot of clips, just little things, bites coming out of camp. Not some of it recent, some of it going back to last season. Some of it was just B-roll from practice. But wow, watching Cooper DeJean just in cornerback drills, watching him emerge from a backpedal. It sounds so mundane, but man, he flashes just at the simplest stuff. I'm saying this is practice, and it's probably from, I don't know, January sometime. you know, just every day, just boring, normal stuff. But the way he does it, the way his body is controlled, the way he explodes, it looks different than other people. And I am hopeful that I can see that in action as much as humanly possible, because this guy is awesome.
Miss your
and
question,
he
John.
Wants to tackle people yeah. with it. He wants to go crush people with this incredible performance hot rod that he's got running around on the field out there.
He's very athletic. Do you think people will notice if I sub him in for me versus Jack in this athletic competition? Because we do look kind of similar.
Oh,
two good-looking guys.
Yeah, sure.
Like, I might just say, the bathroom break time, and then, you know.
He looks and is young enough to be your child.
Imagine Fritz, if I'm like, yo, Fritz, Cooper DeGene's going to he's gonna take this one for my team. I think he could win the basketball game. I'll say that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.